Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The new year's coming up fast, and I'm already trying to find ways to help you get healthy and motivated and stick with it.
A new year's party is not a party without lots of dancing.
Come on! So, guess what? I'm coming to Charlotte on January 14th, and I'm doing a dance class and a workout with a Q&A in the middle. So, if you know you're going to want motivation at the beginning of the year, just come join me. You can take just a dance class, or you can just take the fitness class. However, everyone is invited to the Q&A because mental motivation is the way that you're going to succeed. So, if you want to join me, just go to stcharlotte.eventbrite.com and I will see you there. That's right, stcharlotte.eventbrite.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
Welcome back.
Every single one of you out there has the power to motivate and take their dreams beyond anything you ever thought possible.
It's time for another episode of Trust and Believe with Sean T.
Come on, y'all. You have the power and you can do it.
Now, your host, Sean T.
Hey, what's up, everyone? We are reaching the end of 2016, and we're going to finish this year with me connecting to you, which is what I love to do. Now, what's very important is that you finish out this last week doing something you've never done before in terms of mental health or physical fitness to really propel yourself into the next year so that you can be amazeballs. Well, today I'm going to finish up these Snapchat questions, and if you follow me on Snapchat, you know it is a really good time. I love to be fun, but I also like to be motivational on there so you can get what you need in all aspects of your life. So, here are the questions. Enjoy the show. First question up today on Snapchat is from just_1JXRDY, and they ask, Sean, do you only train just using Insanity? No. So for people who love my training regimen or love to know my training regimen, I'll tell you exactly what I do. I do Insanity. I do Max 30. I do T25. I play lots of tennis. I do Asylum Strength mostly because the Asylum workout kills me after I finish playing tennis. I lift weights once or twice a month at the gym, maybe. I dance and I laugh. And so the reality is I do mostly all of my programs. Oh, I do size, but that's kind of dance too. I do all of my programs because I'm of the mindset that if I and putting out a program for you to enjoy and for you to get results, then I better be doing the same thing, or I better be doing at least one of them as a part of my fitness journey so that you can see how it works. Because for me, it's pointless for me to put out something and I don't do it, but I expect you to do it. You know, that's why you know, there are a lot of Beachbody coaches out there that do the programs that work for them, and they stick to the programs that really work for them. And I think they make really good coaches because they, while it is okay, again, to go to the gym and do other things, for me, I love when people are leading by example and practicing what they preach. And again, that's not to say that you can't do other things, because there's no tennis program on Beachbody On Demand. But, you know, for me, my workouts primarily come from using the programs that I produce and create with Beachbody, so that you can see that that's where I get my body from, and that's how I keep my results. Oh, and then the last thing I want to say is, once in a while, I'll do about a 2 to 3 week stint of running, just because I used to run track and I love it. So, and I'll end that with saying, do the things that you love to do, and make sure if you are promoting a program, you should have at least tried it one time all the way through, so you can get the max benefits, because that's going to help you be a better leader. All right, next snap. Sean, you made me laugh so loud that everybody was watching at the bus station. Wish you a very lovely time with your heart, people. So the reason why I read this, and that one is from Neela Noah. And the reason why I read that, because you're probably like, that doesn't make sense, is because it brings something to my attention, which is my Snapchat. And, you know, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, you know, all of them have different meanings. You know, they have different motivations, if you will. Their brandings are all different. And in the new year, I'm going to release a social media training, so that for those of you who are like to build your business in social media, you will be able to follow these 5 steps, and I promise you, you will build your social media better. But in terms of this particular snap, you know, I love to have fun. If you came to my house, I am cutting up most of the time. Most of the time, it's me teasing Scott and being absolutely obnoxious. And then, or my in-laws, because they live right next door. But then you'll also see us get into really deep and intense conversation about life or family or whatever the case may be. And so basically, I like to show who I am in all aspects of my life and all facets of my life. And, you know, a lot of people see me on a screen and I'm screaming Dig Deeper. They see me in Size of Hip Hop Abs, where I'm cutting up. And these are all really my personalities. And so, Neela, Nyla, however you pronounce your name, I hope you continue to laugh at the bus station at some of my snaps. And I also hope that you find some motivation, because I believe that you guys have the power to really succeed in anything and everything that you go after. And if you don't actually reach that goal, like if it is never tangible and you never touch it, that I hope that along the way you find some positive moments that really change your life and give you motivation in other parts of your life that you can use in other parts of your life, so that even if you're going after a goal, or even when you're going after a goal, you find success in every single moment. Next question. Radhika94 says, hi, Sean T. I'm planning to do Insanity from the end of March to the end of May. I've done the program before and loved it. I wanted to know which program I should do after this. Asylum 1, Asylum 2, or Max 30. And what is the best sequence to do these workouts? Thank you so much for all of your workouts. They have helped me dig deeper, not just during the workouts, but in my life, from India. Oh, that makes me so happy. Yes, India. I just want to say, I am so humbled and so grateful that people all over the world are doing my workouts and, you know, connecting with me on such a high level every day, because I really, might sound kind of weird, I am an energetic person. And when I am doing these workouts, I am putting out the energy to anyone and everyone. I really am a free space, so it doesn't matter what religion you are, where you live. I believe that if you start to work out and work out with me, I should say, you will find a common path to all humans, and that is just to be, when you're in the process of digging so deep and you're in the process of really pushing yourself in whatever workout it is, you become, all humans become one. Because if we are all doing something at the same time, which is really pushing ourselves to be the best that we can be, if we can live in that space, ugh, the world would be amazing. But anyway, Radhika94, to answer your question, after insanity, I would probably do, I would probably do Asylum Volume 1 after I took a week off, maybe do yoga or something in between so you can give your body a rest, and then go right into Volume 2. And so Volume 1, Volume 2, then take another little rest, and then hit Max 30, and then you'll hate me, but you'll love your body. I hope that helped. Next questiones. All right. Hey, Sean, I'm trying to get vascular on my arms. Any idea on how to go about it? This is Hussein King Kong. Yes, I love that. So vascularity, for the most part, you know, is kind of genetic, if you will. But it also comes down to your nutrition and how you're eating. A lot of people who are vascular are, you know, when you go to the doctor and you have to give blood and they tell you to put your arm, they actually take a little rubber band and tie the bottom of your arm so that you can, or the middle of your arm, so that you can get a vein there. But for me, like if I hold my arm over a chair or something, like the back of a chair, and I kind of start to lose blood flow, which is really bad. Don't do this. You know, you start to see a vein, but I'm also naturally very vascular. You know, it's really about lifting weights and being lean. But don't start to compare yourself to, you know, people you see on Instagram or pictures you see of bodybuilders, because that is a whole nother level of vascularity. Like that is a profession. So, you know, you have to be careful, but you have to lift enough weight so that your body starts to change shape. And then you have to have good muscular endurance and good nutrition so that you're leaned out. And then the vascularness will shine through. All right, moving on. So Wendy L. Harmon asks, what are good protein bars? Please share Scott approved protein bars. Thanks. Now, here's a little story. The other day, we were running an errand before Christmas, kind of doing some errands outside, and we stopped at a gas station. And when we stopped at the gas station, we go in, and I'm making coffee. Scott's looking at donuts and popcorn, of course. And his dad buys a protein shake. And then so I go over, and I'm like, what is this? Because I'm the protein shake police. And he was like, it's an experiment. I'm going to try this. It's an experiment. And I'm, you know, for me, I'm always like, did you look at the back? You know, I'm doing all this stuff. But this time Scott steps in. We, you know, his dad bought the protein bar, and then we go outside, a protein drink, actually, the protein drink. And then we go outside and we have this big to do in a parking lot, this gas station, where Scott is like, you don't even know what's in there, and, you know, whatever. And his dad's like, it's an experiment. And so they get into this little thing. And then we get in the car, and then Scott's mom is eating a protein bar. And Scott said, can you even pronounce what's in that protein bar? And she looks up, and she says, protein. And it was really funny. But the reason why Scott got so concerned, if you will, is because, look, the reality is the reality. A lot of protein bars are synonymous with eating a Snickers or something else. I mean, they might have a little bit more protein, but it really is made to taste good. And then there are protein bars that are made to actually give you good health benefits. The only thing I like to think of is when you eat protein in a normal setting, in a dinner setting, when you eat protein, you can make the fish or the chicken or the beef or whatever it is, you're not adding sugar to it. You're not adding other flavors. You're eating, you know, a solid source of protein. And so when you get protein bars, you have to understand that the protein bars come with a lot more than just protein. It comes with everything that has to go in that package in order to make it last as long as it's going to last, and the preservatives. And sometimes you can't even pronounce the name of the bar or the name of the ingredients inside the bar. And, you know, without saying what's bad and what's, well, I can tell you what I like, which is, you know, I like perfect bars, but without, you know, bashing the bad protein bars out there, quote unquote, bad protein bars, I'm gonna leave it up to you to do your research when you actually go out and you start to pick up something to eat, especially protein bars. You don't just eat a bar because it looks healthy on the outside, or don't just eat a bar because it says that it's the healthiest bar. You have to eat, you have to be a smart eater, and you have to not think about, do I need to just eat this because it says a protein bar, or do I need to worry about how this is going to affect my body with all of the ingredients inside of it? So that's more of a lesson rather than telling you. It's more of a lesson for you to start to learn how to do the research on your own so that you can really be a smart eater. Last question before we take our first break. Hey, Sean, is Scott an only child? No, Scott's not an only child. He has a brother that lives in Pennsylvania. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Julie Boris, and I want to see you in Indiana on February 25th, 2017. I'm bringing Sean T back to Indianapolis because it's more than just a workout. It's more than just motivation. It's an experience. And you need to be in the room. Go to julieboris.com for tickets. Join us on February 25th at the JW Marriott downtown Indianapolis for an experience that could just change your life. Be in the room, feel the energy, and open your heart to the possibility. It's more than just exercise, it's life. And on February 25th, it's an experience, and you need to be there. See you in Indiana on February 25th.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now back to Sean T's Trust and Believe.
All right, we're continuing this Snap Chat. And the next question is from JKush24. Hey, Sean, I recently completed a weightlifting workout and I'm so sore. I can hardly straighten my arms. Do you have any advice to work out this soreness? Also, thank you for everything you do. I love you and your snaps. Thank you, JKush24. I love you too. So, the answer to answer your question, when you finish working out and your body is sore, you have to remember to do no more. You have to take a break after you finish your, like, the next day. So if you go to the gym and you talk to people who are really focused and solely weightlifting, they do certain body parts per day. That's why when you go to the gym on a Monday, everybody's trying to, you know, there's a line waiting at the bench press machine. So you have to try to give your body like 20, I would say 48 hours rest in between. So, because if you're lifting to a point, if you're lifting to a point where you're trying to build, your muscle breaks down and tears down so that it gives your body a time. So you need to give your body a time to heal. It's like a scar. If you were to scratch your arm while you walked past something and you got a long cut on your arm, you're not just going to go cut it again, right, you immediately want to cover it up and let it heal. And then when it heals, your skin becomes back to its normal state again. And that's what you have to worry about when it comes to your body. And the soreness in your body is the muscle saying, okay, thank you. Now I need to do what I can do so that I can become stronger. And it's not a tearing of the muscle in a negative way. It's that's how you actually build muscle. You have to really put enough force in the muscle so that it works so hard that it can break down so that it can build up to be even more. It's kind of a really weird mutation, if you will. Never thought about it like that. But the soreness is going to happen, really. I mean, you could take Advil, you know, for pain. But for me, I love to experience the soreness because the soreness is what's letting me know that I worked hard and that, you know, I can also know when it starts to fade and when the muscle heals so that I can go back and deliver more power to it. So don't worry about soreness. It's not a bad thing. The only time soreness is a bad thing is if you feel swelling or pain or you feel pain in a movement. Like if you were to extend your arm, not the whole bicep being sore because you work biceps, but if you feel like a super uncomfortable pain in a specific area, that means you went overboard and that you need to see a doctor. So be very careful, but you should be fine. This message is from Trey Small. I've been doing your workouts for 2 years now, T25, Alpha, Beta, and Gamma 3 times, Insanity twice, Max 30 twice, and I've done a bit of hip hop abs and 3 routines of size. My main aim is to get a 6-pack. I still have fat on my lower stomach. Someone once told me not everyone can get a 6-pack. Is that true? Should I resign the idea that I'll never get one? Or is there something else I can be doing, like bulking instead of slimming down? Many things. Hey, Lee. Well, here's the reality. I don't know how tall you are. I don't know your weight. I don't know if you've been small most of your life, if you gained a lot of weight, if you gained weight and you kept the weight on for so long. So there's so many different ways I could answer this question. However, here's one thing I can tell you about 6-packs. And I've shared this before. For instance, my brother and I have the same mother and father, same genetic pool. When we get super ripped, we stand next to each other and my abs look like rocks. We can do the same workout and he's going to have more of flat, like literally a flat stomach. But he has super big, he has great biceps, great shoulders. He has a great physique. We have similar lower bodies. Both of us got booty rocking everywhere. But my calves are, I think, a little bigger. So abs, in a sense, are so genetic. Even if you go and you look at pictures of me and Scott when we take selfies in the mirror, our abs look completely different. But we're both probably around the same percent body fat. And you have to understand that it's not really about having a 6-pack. It's about really working your body and getting as strong as you possibly can. Now, when you come to a point where you really want to aesthetically look good and you want to go out on the beach and you don't want to have, I think what you described is some fat on your lower stomach. Again, that goes back to, you know, how long had it been since you started working out? What is your body type? Did you have a 6-pack ever? Or is this something you're just trying to see if you can get? The other thing about fat in the lower stomach is nutrition. You know, is your nutrition on point? You can go to a point where you can eat so good that the fat on your lower stomach can go away. And then there's some people who may have been overweight for a while that, you know, it's more of like excess skin, like for some women who've had C-sections or people who've lost a lot of weight. I know, just for instance, and this is not calling you out, Jimmy, but Jimmy Hayes Nelson, who's a friend of mine, I know he lost a lot of weight and, you know, he works out and he stays fit, and maybe he's someone you could talk to, because I know he's very fit. I don't be checking out his stomach or whatever, but I just know that he has gone through a major transformation and he's super fit now. So the thing is, the reason why this question is hard to answer specifically is because I don't know your body type, but if you eat really healthy, if you know genetically what you look like, meaning you've had a six pack before, then it's easier to aim for what you want. But if you've never had a six pack before, if your weight gain, weight loss history is, you know, somewhat lengthened, and what I mean by that is if you had a long time as a higher weight gain, then it might be a little harder to get the six pack. So hopefully that helps. Continue to dig deeper, and you can reach out to people who have definitely had the experience that you had, because like for everyone, it comes down to the experience, you know, your personal experience and what you need to do to get the best out of what you want for your body. So create your own calculation and go for it. Next question, Carrie.V3. I just wanted to say your videos are my therapy and give me the motivation that I need. You know what, Carrie? Thank you. The motivation is, for me, the most important, because even as a fitness professional, there are days where I don't feel like working out. And then that goes back to the first question where someone asked Sean, what workouts do you do? Because I have to do things that I'm motivated to do. Some days to get up and do insanity, do a power jump is like a absolute no-no. I'm like, I don't feel like doing this. And then I'll go play tennis. And then maybe I'll do some Asylum Strength or Volume 2, you know, grab one of the workouts that, you know, that are more weightlifting or whatever. So you have to really find the motivation, and that's why I do what I do. And I'm so happy, Carrie, that you are motivated, because it really comes down to what is it that you want and your internal motivation. And Carrie, I'm glad you found me to help you stay motivated. Next question from GoGo Gadet 99. You may never get this, but I did. But I just wanted you to know that you are the biggest reason why I actually started to care about myself. Oh, you're such an amazing guy, and I love seeing your snaps, especially when you're super happy. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. GoGo Gadget, which I really love your name. That really makes me happy. You know, I love to say there's nothing perfect about me at all. I believe that perfect is temporary and change is constant. And so with that said, I'm constantly trying to make myself better. I had lots of struggles in my life, so happiness doesn't come, you know, I think like everyone, like we've all had struggles, and sometimes we're happy and sometimes we're sad. And so you love seeing my snaps, especially when I'm super happy. I love being super happy, and I wake up every day to really try to lead with love, positivity, and a smile, because my grandmother once told me that the smile is the universal language, and we could be two people from two different countries or two different religions or two different political views, and I promise you, this is what I can promise you. If we're walking down the street and we know nothing about each other and I smile at you, even if it's hesitant for you to smile back, what you will understand and what you will get from that message is that I'm a happy person. And if later we something were to happen and we were in a bank and a bank were to get robbed and that person saw me, there would be an immediate trust because I smiled at them earlier, regardless of everything else that surrounds, like, again, the political, religious, you know, personal views on all different kind of stuff. And that's why I smile, because it can really break down all barriers. And I really wish, you know, during the presidential debate, if, you know, the people who were competing against each other would have just looked over and smiled once, it would have changed the energy. Not to say that those shady people would have changed, you know, bashing each other, but immediately, like, having someone smile, it really breaks down the barrier. So that's why I smile, and that's why I try to bring joy and positivity to all of your lives. All right, next question from Ron Henry 667. Good morning, Sean and Scott. This was December 19th, by the way. Good morning, Sean and Scott. I know this might be tacky, but today is my birthday, 58 years young. You think you can give a birthday shout out? All the things I went through this year, I would appreciate it. Thank you, Ron. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, Ron. Happy birthday. I know exactly who you are. Continue to dig deep, and I trust and believe you will. This question is from Lyric Forever 263. I have a question. I bought T25 for $35. $35? You know what? From a lady. Let me find this lady. It's all I could afford right now, LOL, but I have to lose 40 pounds. Will this program be the right one for me? I mean, Max 30 is my first choice, but that's not an option right now. Will this be the right program for me? Well, for $35, you know, for all the rest of us who paid, you know, $119 or however much, $100, I'm just kidding. Well, I hope your $35 will only be worth it if you give it everything you got. And I get that question, will this program work for me? Yes, the program's going to work for you if you work for the results. If you actually go in and do the work, if you follow the nutrition guide, if you stay focused, if you don't miss a day, if you in T25, you do the double day Fridays, if you do what you're supposed to do, the program will work the best that it can work for you. If you don't, if you go off track, and if you don't stay the course, guess what? The results won't stay the course. So Lyric Forever, I hope you're a singer. But now you need to be singing that $35 into committing to T25.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Next question. I never thought you replied. That made my day. I'm currently 9 months pregnant and I can't wait to get back to T25 in size. That was a comment because the thing is, I do love to respond to you guys. And that's why I wanted to do this Snapchat series to end the year, because my favorite thing to do is to connect with every single one of you and to connect. I mean, I can't connect with every single one of you personally, obviously, right? But if some of you ask questions and some of the other people out there might have a similar question, and hopefully I get a chance to answer it. So, with that said, I truly love you guys. If I walked down the street, I would smile at you. We would have the universal language that would bring us together. And with that said, in 2017, find a group, find some motivation, find some support group, find something that's going to get you to push you forward and propel you to get the results that you want. And I did want to mention that in the new year, keep on a lookout. Sean T Fitness will be a brand new place for you to find motivation, accountability, and purpose to help you get through your workouts. So I hope you all have a great rest of the year. And if you're listening to this in 2017, I hope this year is going to be amazing for you, because you are amazing. And I'm going to finish with this one last question, because this is my life when it comes to Snapchat. Sean T, there's a double question here. Sean T, when can we expect a new Sean T twerk out? Now, second question, where's my hot tub invite? You know what, guys? Keep asking me these crazy questions, because if you know, I do respond. So whether it's super serious and motivational or whether it's really funny and silly. I just want you to know that I am a place and I can be your outlet. And I love you guys. And I trust and believe that you will continue to follow suit. And in closing, on this amazing day, I want you to think about one thing at the end of this show. And that is, where do I get my internal power? Because a lot of questions that I get on a daily basis is everyone trying to find that one thing that's going to help propel themselves to the next level, whether it's too much skin or whether it's just the trust and belief that a program will work. So what is it that you have to do to make this happen? And if you find that answer by just connecting to who you are and staying focused on the you and the power of you, you will find a way to make it happen and you will see results. 2017 is the year of transformation and positivity, and we will bring both to the world. I'm going to spearhead this. I am not going to let you fail. I am not going to give you an inch. If you try to give up, and I see it and I know it, I'm going to push you so hard. This podcast is going into a brand new space, and I'm telling you, you're either going to have to fall off or continue on the journey, because if you want results, I'm letting you know that I'm coming back in 2017 strong, and I'm giving it to you. There's going to be some great interviews, some great fun, but on the podcast where I'm just motivating you, you might as well be working out to it, because I'm going to empower you like never before, because I'm going to give you what you need to help you succeed. My name is Sean T. Peace out.
You are listening to
Trust and Believe with Sean T.
I want to give a huge shout out to Todd Midget. You can find him at NC Fit Club on Instagram and Facebook. Another huge shout out to Alex Coloreo. You can find her at Alex Zero REO on Instagram. They're both great. They help me with the podcast, and they help us always trust and believe in who we are to get the message out that you have to know that you can do it.
Check, 1, 2, 3, check.
For more support, visit me at facebook.com/ShaunTFitness. Same on Instagram and Twitter. Or visit me at ShaunTFitness.com for more support and more motivation.